And the talking, of course, that you can hear in the background is, well, they're talking already. The two Dans are here, the two Dannys.
I think it's going to be a good one for us, this round table. I don't think we'll have to say very much.
No, we just don't have to say anything.
No work for us in the next half an hour.
Just a question, and then
they're off.
Let them go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they do for a living.
He's talking about Delia Smith.
Well, he should finish that sentence, because I'm curious, and I don't want to start on a controversial note, but I just pointed out that just where I came out, it was put to me that I could be in Delia Smith's box for the upcoming Norwich Mill War game. And he said to the rest
and
of
us. And I said, Dan.
No, Dan. No. He said, and I said, but how can I get there? Because we finished the football show. I won't be able to get there. And so I went, oh, the box at the ground. And I was just saying, well, what did you think I meant?
No, I thought she was going to have a. This is much better. I thought she would have a box at Millwall. I want to see you.
Oh, I see.
By the South London.
No, I don't
mean Anyway,
that
look.
That would be funny.
It's Danny Kelly and Danny Baker, everybody.
I remember when you had lots of people doing that on your show.
Not just this bloke with four arms.
So listen. You two are doing a new show, aren't you? But didn't you do a show before?
It's a great danger, Steve, of getting the band back together again to do all our old hits.
Uriah Heep, part two. Here we go.
Well, no, the thing is, I was fired, and it was a very successful show, and even though...
Deserved it, I thought.
Yes, it was. Quite satisfyingly. Quite satisfyingly, it hasn't been replaced. They thought it was just two lads shouting and hollering, but I can't imagine how they got that impression. I've accepted the BBC's apology, and we're back.
So now, Dan, you had to go off and work elsewhere for a little while, but then you're always welcome back.
I'm always welcome back. This will be the third time, and let's face it, Sir Kenny Everett himself was four. He did it in the same breath.
Yeah. I've done a couple of times, so...
They like us, really.
Yeah,
unfortunately, it's not a skill that's given to everyone, the old radio.
We've got some kind of Elizabeth Taylor thing.
I know, they keep getting people like Jonathan Ross in thinking, oh, we can do telly, we can do radio. It's not as simple as that.
Now, what else are you up to? Because I know that you're doing a lot of writing, and of course you do your newspaper column and you do your writing for the telly.
It's the Times.
Mm? Yeah, yes.
It's the time. I think it's a tabloid. I do that. And I mainly write. I make most of my income. But then, to some extent, I always did from, except for the Dash years, from writing. I was always a writer and still am.
Yeah, very good. And what about yourself, Danny?
Well, last time I was here, as you know, I was puffing up my various e-commerce things. I moved on, actually. Stopped that about 2 weeks ago. And now gainfully unemployed and forced to drag myself around the radio stations of London to try and put a few...
Get some work, yeah.
For a while, wear the top hat and the monocle, though, when it was all looking rosy, didn't you? I still
ride a steed just through the streets of London.
It's 4:30 in United Kingdom. It's time for the round table. The two Dans are here. In fact, what I've always called Danny Baker Dan, of course, and I'll call you Danny. So that's, just so that we know.
That's what people tend to do.
Yeah, you do it.
Yeah. Here's the first tune, then.